Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
It's all ghetto. Hey.
317-889-3926. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher, TM Hammer Radio Live, all the way live from Charlotte. Give it up. It's CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
All the way live from Newark, Delaware. It's Toya.
Hey, now, what's happening, you guys? How y'all doing this evening?
What up?
Hey, good. Toy.
Hey, CeeLo.
Can y'all believe it's May? Damn.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Right.
I'm like, it was just January.
Exactly. It's unfair to the world. It's flying.
That,
it's going to be...
Hey, that's a sign that we're getting old.
Well,
I'm not getting old.
Yeah, well,
I'm mature.
Yeah, okay. I'm getting old while your ass is maturing.
Right. I see you. I think I fall in that category. Yeah. When you have more than one doctor's appointment in a month, you're getting old.
No doubt. Hey, you inside the Friday Night Cypher. Well, we recap the week in news and entertainment. Plus, if you got something you want to spit, hey, this is your platform tonight. We'll let you get ill. Overdose will not be with us tonight due to the fact he working.
Oh, sucks.
I know that's right. Go ahead, OD.
All right.
One less.
You got new
ahead.
Music in the street, right? Right.
Yeah.
One less knucklehead on the block tonight. That's what's cracking. 917-889-3926. Hey, you got new music you want us to play? We will play it at least one time. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. We will play your music. Hey, I got a hot new joint from HAC, Shot and Casso. And, you know, as a matter of fact, before we get into that, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, give it up for Domare.
All right, everybody, it's Friday.
Hey,
oh,
nobody
my,
hype.
Real happy. I know
nobody
she must have something
hype.
To do. She must have a life. Because the rest of them are like, hey, how y'all doing? What's going on with your old self?
Right.
Go ahead, party animal.
Okay, she is tearing it up.
Hey, well, you know what? Let me give you something to party to this Friday night. Hey, this is a HAC, Casso featuring Shot. This is a new joint. They're going to be mad because they said we were sitting on this. We not sitting on nothing. HAC set me free.
Coast to coast, instrumental.
Set me free. Why don't you, babe?
Won't you just let go? You know it ain't working. Find them papers.
Day by day.
We ain't going nowhere. Nah.
Nowhere.
It ain't like you love me or nothing.
I'm
just hanging on to nothing but win. Let go. Let go. I'm fed up. I'm fed up. Just give me my freedom. Give me my freedom. I told you I'm fed up. I'm fed
let
up.
Let go.
Man. She was made with a special ingredient. Her dressing is even with drive up my blood pressure. I'm texting and BBing. I'm larger than medium. The stress is moving up inside. Wanting my freedom, but she's standing at the borderline. Not saying she's trying to hurt me, but trust me, it's controversy. The more that we busting, the more I'm leaving. I'm trying to hurry. Hydrated, kind of thirsty. You flicker to find my mercy. I'm close to the edge and on pins and needles is where my nerves be. We don't be kissing like one of us got the herpes. And through this adversity, faithfulness, she unbutton to be up. It doesn't pay to keep her. If I can pay, I'll leave her. I use a check, cash, probably even swipe a visa. I'm bleeding by the leader, shoulda knew the sign of Libra. Before I said I need her, shoulda took the time to read her. Being a lover, lead your death blind and growing weaker. Now I regret the day I bowed and stood before that preacher.
I mean, you say it's over, right? So why is it I'm still getting phone calls out of nowhere? Text messages out of nowhere. You wanna talk about what happened, but it's no fixing this situation, baby. It's dead, and I'm good. So now, you can watch me spread my wings and yell it like, ow! Now it's more attitude. What happened to gratitude? You put the strip on me like I be mad at you. It's more a headache looking and trying to set straight. All about egos, views, and side people. Now them hoes a threat because you have weight. Holding on cause money causes campaigns. Used to rep like you head of my campaign. Trying to get you out my mind like pants with grass stains. Memories live in a trash can. Be a fool to be locked up and give you my last name. But when the money goes, true color shows. When it's around, it's hitting like wearing underclothes. See that you say what I want, and I just run my show. I got some clueless, reconstructing the blueprint. Bitch bowling my sentence, so now it's new tent. The reverse without you.
Be about you.
Fuck with that nigga, man. Give him that headache. Set me free, you know? Let me do my thing. Let me get my life back. Let me move a quarter. Be it to be a born.
WHAC TM Hamad Radio Live. HAC artist Casso and Shot. That's the new joint. What y'all think about that?
I liked it.
I like that joint too.
Yeah, he went
in. I'm not sitting on this.
Of course not. Mm-mm. I'd like to hear it in my car.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Must have that.
In tune to one of the baddest talk radio shows on the network, TM Hammer Radio Live. Hey, we are working to become the world's largest interactive internet radio show. Help us out. 917-889-3926. Tell a friend to log on, damn it. We appreciate you.
Bueno. Hey, did y'all hear about the kid that was attacked on a school trip? They went to the zoo. And the little boy crossed the barriers, and the leopard grabbed him by his head.
What?
Yes, they were kids, and they were there.
Wasn't watching the kids that he was able to.
Somebody's in trouble.
Well, look, the thing they had. They had a lot of witnesses out there. There were a lot of kids there. You know, on a field trip. It's just funny because I was thinking about it yesterday. Because I really didn't hear a lot of kids going on field trips anymore. But, yeah, they said they went on a field trip today, and the little boy went over the railing to get closer to the leopard. And the leopard went through the mesh covering and grabbed the little boy by the head. But the little boy made, I mean, they bystanders, they beat the animal off the boy. And the boy is alive. He didn't die or anything. And they have counselors at the schools or whatever.
I bet he shook, though.
He won't do that again.
I bet he won't go to another zoo.
Right, okay. Or
he's traumatized.
I don't understand, why he would want to do that. Like, I have a membership to the Philadelphia Zoo. We go all the time. My daughter doesn't want to get close to the glass to keep the animals away. I don't understand why a child would want to climb into, I don't know.
Inquisitive.
Yeah, being too inquisitive. Somebody not telling.
That's a little too much.
That's the difference. Look, that's the difference.
Hey, I just want to say big up to our president this week. You know, Barack Obama. You know, do your thing. You know. So Saddam was one thing. Osama was another. I believe we should have went after Osama before we even took out Saddam. So, big up to President Barack Obama completing the mission that George Bush spent so much damn money on.
Money and time on, my goodness.
Absolutely.
But not President Obama, though. I'm sorry, go ahead, Terrence.
They still don't want to give Obama his props. That's all.
No, because if you watch all the news clippings, they always go back to President Bush.
Bush.
What did he do?
Absolutely. His ignorant ass. We don't want to hear about Bush. Get out of here.
Right.
And shout out to Michelle Obama also. Y'all heard about her with her her weight loss obesity movement that she has going on with Beyonce and the new video and song, the remake to Get Me Body. She made that.
As a matter of fact,
Move Your Body.
And Beyonce showed up at a school this
New
week.
York,
I'm not sure if it was in New York or D.C.
It was in New York. Michelle Obama was actually getting her Dougie on at the school in D.C.
Got it. And Beyonce showed up at the school in New York, shocked the kids. But it's all promoting our First Lady's health and wellness campaign. We got some fat-ass kids in America, and we need to start. No, this is real, right? I mean, come on.
But you know what? We're talking about the kids. Don't talk about the kids like that. They're obese.
But,
they're overweight, not fat-ass.
Well,
okay,
if you
obese kids.
An obese child, 9 times out of 10, you go see an obese parent. And a lot of the kids take on the habits of the parents, and the parents aren't even paying attention to it. They're saying, oh, the kid just likes to eat. No, they watch.
Yeah.
And
but they like to eat.
No, they
because
eat what
we
you
feed
give
the
them.
Kids like we feed ourselves. Glutton.
Right.
Get out of here.
Right. And damn if they don't eat all the food. But then, I mean, I don't know. Because I've seen.
And ask for more, huh, Rulo?
Exactly. Okay.
Want to eat off your plate. You're like, damn.
Damn, I just put that there. Like, what? And you're still hungry? Go sit in the car. Eat some.
You sit your kids to the car while you still sit in the restaurant? You're an abusive parent.
Get out. Sit in the car. Get your fat ass. No.
Your parents calling kids fat ass. You got them sitting in the car. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
I'm
digging in between
though.
The seats for the chips they left last.
Fat ass in the claw while mommy eats.
Right.
Look, I seen the little kid. That the little kid was huffing and puffing, breathing and waddling. I'm like, come on, you look like you're like 5. Get out
okay,
of here.
Weevil
like,
wobble, but they don't fall down. There.
18 months.
He said weevil and wobbling.
Look at that little. I mean, you talking about? Look at that little man. He only 18 months. I'm like, what the hell?
But it comes back to parents. So big up to First Lady Michelle Obama helping us to get our physical fitness on. Hey, this is Law. It's called Save Me. Dear Mama Radio Live.
Come save me, Lord, I'm falling for you.
Dream Hyman Radio Live, hanging out with the Angels. Thole Mayer live out of Chesapeake, VA. Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. We got CeeLo live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah. Your dude, TM Hyman, your hip-hop informer. Hack Media Studios, Tampa, Florida. Thanks for riding.
Hey, did y'all hear that Al-Qaeda, they released a statement confirming bin Laden's death. But they also stated that bin Laden's death will serve as a curse. This is quote-unquote. A curse that chases the Americans and their agents and goes after them inside and outside their country. Ooh, right.
Yeah, and they did, and they also said that our happiness will soon be sorrow or something crazy like that when they made the statement and confirmed his death.
They said yes,
and they also said
all
they were making plans for another attack this September 11th.
Right. It's assumed.
Let me tell you something. That was my first thought. When I started seeing people, you know, praising and celebrating, I'm like, hey, you got to be careful. I mean, I understand, you know, the seriousness and the significance of, you know, the devastation of 9/11 and Al-Qaeda, you know, and I get that. I have people who was impacted by the tragedies up north and, you know, and it's real. But come on, folks, death is death. You know, people are people. And at the end of the day, you know, you can't celebrate someone's death regardless of what they do. You know, reality is, I mean, who are we to judge? You know, so I'm very concerned, you know, about the cells that currently exist in America and the retaliation, you know, because we best believe they're going to retaliate. Osama was a huge figure for those folks over there. Huge.
Exactly.
He took care of a lot of people. And, you know, he had a lot of money, and we got to be careful. So what I encourage you to do inside this Friday night cipher is pray, America, because, hey, we need all the protection we can get from these crazy people out here.
Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, they're moving in and under, you know, they're saying that, you know, they're fighting for what they've been told that they're owed, and they're fighting for their land, and they're fighting for what they believe is right, and so are we. And so that's why I was imploring people to, you know, listen to other countries, you know, media to see how we're spoke about. Because,
yeah,
you know, America, we're a terrorist.
We're the devil.
Them,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, we both, it's like America is carrying the same label that they carry, you know, over here to us. You know, they're terrorists to us, and we're terrorists to them. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So, I'm thinking, though, we are, like, sophisticated terrorists, though.
Well,
I mean,
we're
going to send a rocket.
We're more mob-like, really.
More what?
This is more mob-like. Because
yeah,
it's more like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when something happens, all right, everybody rally up, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You had people that, you know, delegate who's going to do what. I mean, it's very, it's organized crime. Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, that's what it is. I mean, because we can put our own label on it and say, you know, God bless America. But at the end of the day, you know, come on, murder is murder. And, you know,
yes,
whether it's on behalf of patriotism or not, you know, it's still murder. 917-889-3926, you inside the cipher as we recap the week in our news and entertainment. Don Mayer, you're quiet out there in Chesapeake. What's going on in VA tonight?
Ain't nothing popping. Watching a little Alice in Wonderland, getting ready to go to the hairdressers, get her hair did tomorrow. Ain't nothing really popping. VA is kind of quiet. Everybody's getting ready. You know what? I'm lying. Everybody's graduating this weekend and having a big commencement ceremony down at Hampton U. And
big up.
Everyone.
Hampton University, Norfolk State University, Old Dominion University.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby's coming through to give a commencement speech with Hampton U, right? Yep, yep. Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's it.
We love the Jell-O pudding man,
yeah,
even though he's old. He's still wise.
Yeah.
We love Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
But, so that's what's going on down here at VA. Other than that, though, yeah, like you said, big up to all the graduates. Congratulations. Please do not become discouraged if you try to get out here and cannot find a job. Just know that education is important and you need the knowledge. But also know that there are other means and ways of being successful than, you know, depending on the fact that I went to college for this particular career field and I can't get a job. Oh, Lord, my life is not going, I'm not going to make it. You can be successful many other ways. So I just, that's what I want to encourage all our college graduates with.
No doubt. 1026.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Mine. 917-889-3926. you inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, a collision of worlds when two African-American families from divergent economic backgrounds get together one weekend in Martha's Vineyard for a wedding. Hey, it's Jumping the Broom. Hitting theaters today. Hey, the Taylors are downtown. The Watsons are uptown. Hey, go check it out. Angela Bassett, Paula Patton, Laz Lonzo, Loretta Devine, Mike Epps, Lil Romeo, Tasha Smith. Hey, it's star-studded, my friends. Can't leave out Megan Good. Ooh, we can't leave out Megan Good. Bishop T.D. Jakes brings us Jumping the Broom this Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Oh, the angels are mothers on the show. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day, ladies.
Thank you. Same to you, DDC, though.
No doubt. Jumping the Broom. I had an opportunity to check that out again back in March. Bishop Jakes actually brought the film to a select group. I had an opportunity to be a part of that select group. That was my birthday weekend, actually. So that's how I kicked off that weekend. The film is hot. It's funny. It's dramatic. It's suspenseful. And I think it's something that everybody should run out and see. Understand, opening weekend is the weekend to go see the movie. It shows support. So let's flood the theaters and go check out Jumping the Broom. 27 minutes left in the show. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher, Friday, May 6th, 2011. What's going on? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was singing. I just, that's all I was doing. well, you know, I did want to share.
Was that your theme music?
Yeah, that's my theme music right there.
Hey, you really like that, don't you?
Yes. Well, the right to live to tell, the only screenplay written by Tupac Shakur, it's been acquired by InStar Studios, and it will begin production in 2012 with an $11 million budget.
Wow.
And it was it's a screenplay that Tupac wrote while he was serving 11 months back in 1995. So, yeah, his mom is going to be the executive producer of the movie. And I was telling you guys about, it might have been about last year, about, you know, who they had cast to play in the movie. Suge Knight is actually supposed to be in the movie. I don't know, Jada Pinkett is supposed to be in the movie. I want to see how that turns out, though. And, again, the name of the movie, it's called Live to Tell. So we'll see. Well, of course, he didn't get to live to tell the movie, but we'll see how it rocks out. It's supposed to be about a college student who became a drug boss. So, yeah, we'll see how that works out.
That's what's up. Hey, I want to go back to last Friday for the royal wedding. When you talk about the pomp, the circumstance, the fashion, yo, the royal family put it down last Friday.
They get
looked at the pictures and all of that. You know, looked at the little kids who was digging up their nose in the photo sessions and all this. You know, some of those little royal kids need some makeovers.
Hey, look, the thing is that they don't care what they look like. It's all about your laurels and your, you know, you got to be prepared to marry into somebody's family. They're raised.
Did you say laurel? What the hell is a laurel?
Like what they're taught. Like you know how like you see like have you ever heard someone say while you sit on your laurels?
Nope.
And do nothing. Pretty much like you're educated and you could pretty much do more, but you're just sitting around and you know. I can't explain it. Oh, my God.
Well, don't use words you can't explain, because I don't know what a laurel is.
For some reason, I have a mind block. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than, okay, like someone who is, who could be doing way better. There, it's not because they don't know how, or they're just, oh my God. It's like somebody, when you tell somebody that, like, they were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. It's kind of the same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Cool.
Well, speaking of spelling and vocabulary, did you guys hear about the 15-year-old African American girl from New Jersey who's accepted into Harvard?
No. Wow.
She's like fluent in three languages. I think she's the youngest member, or youngest, yeah, I think she'll be the youngest African American female to be accepted into that Ivy League school. Yeah, but she's out of New Jersey.
That's what's
wow.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, get your study on, folks.
Don't
hey, it's all about studying and knowledge.
Yes, and learning how to talk, because you can be in your 30s and can't talk worth a damn.
This is true. This is very
like
true.
Sometimes.
Hey,
right.
Speaking of somebody who's still putting it down at a older age, and I'm not sure how old she is, but Jennifer
sure.
Lopez is on point.
Yeah, and she's in her 40s. Yeah, she's getting it in.
And she looks good.
Well, see, because she's happy. People look good when they're happy. Look at Cicely Tyson. Cicely Tyson looked the same from 1976 as she does right now.
That's true.
So does that mean that she looked bad in 1976 or she looks good now? I'm not understanding. You don't want to look exactly the same, do you?
But look, I'm telling you, I had a movie on. It's called The River Niger, and the movie was from 1976. And someone had came in here and they thought it was a now time, like in present times movie.
Right.
I was like, no, that was her in 1976, and she still looks the same. She looked good then, and she looks good now.
That's what's good. Hey, Ricky Ross is performing tonight out here in Tampa at the IMAX Theater. Hey, go check him out. Ebor City Channel Side. Ricky Ross. Ashes to Ashes. Rick Ross, Team Hop Radio.
Maybach
Music.
You think you're using me like this game's new to me, but you ain't confusing me. You just want jewelry, another fucking shopping spree, but that ain't stopping me, and I ain't stopping you. See, we'll be cool as long as you just play your part. Just play your part.
Climb with women who come on their time. She came over and she came a few times. From Crispy Futons to Christian Louboutin. Game over, had her shopping in Milan. 20 racks, really, that sneaker money. Triple white Ferrari, yeah, that's the Easter Bunny. At the season in Vegas, I put the Visa on it. Now all she do is tell me how she used to love me. I let her decorate the real estate. And I let her spend a half a ticket, give or take. A couple dollars, Harry Winston stone collars. Canary yellow, everything plain charter. I spoiled her, maybe cause I adored her. More than fly, that girl's a flying saucer. My Mona Lisa painting on the wall came to life. And she said the love of bitches is a rolling dice.
Like this game's new to me, but you ain't confusing me. You just want jewelry, another fucking shopping spree. But that ain't.
Physical, not literal. She say that she love me, but what I'm feeling is minuscule. Understand the pride of lives in her inner soul. So the devil that drove in her got her control. Ain't half the way in sack chasing, getting y'all cake up. Though my paper way thicker than model makeup. But y'all wait up, my mind racing, I'm cold slipping. A lot of women is real, some bitches robbing givens. I never give them no liquid, no pot to piss in. I tend to leave them quite offended if they too dependent. I'm pitching bitches to dream and thinking I'm tricking chicken. I'm simply fucking with bitches that know they whole position. It's real nigga shit, real nigga life. I give my heart to one broad, the others get the pipe. I ain't trying to fight, I ain't trying to fuss. I'm trying for all the money,
you
trying for all the love.
All right. Like this game's new to me, but you ain't confusing me. You just want jewelry, another fucking shopping spree. But that ain't stopping me, and I ain't stopping you. See, we'll be cool as long as you just play your part. Just play your part.
Trickin' shit for cheers and you know I don't need no tear you. Knew I was riding and you switched up like a gear too. So all that other shit you want dead, bury you, funeral. Check my phone reacting like it's new to you. Talking what I did but never speak on what I do for you. Cabo to Jamaica every weekend honeymooning you. Lots of overtime and I ain't never tried to tune in you. But now I'm just assuming you. Living off a hearsay, travel like the radio, cause everything was airplay. First class Hermes, Panamera Merc pants, greed written on her face when I bought her first bag. And I ain't really give a fuck, it was like a nigga rush. Told my jeweler make her freeze like it was trying to stick her up. She call me daddy like a nigga puff. Just play a role and we can lift
you
it up.
Think you're using me, like this game's new to me, but you ain't confused.
Radio Live, Inside the Cypher. Hey, for all my Kim Kardashian fans, and, you know, I follow Kim, because Kim got the rump of life. But my question, my dudes, is it real? It doesn't look real. So if you think that it's not real, hit me up and tell me. I'm going to send you to, yo, check out TMZ.com right now. It looks real to me.
Oh, my gosh.
TMZ.com. Kim Kardashian. The rump of life.
Oh, my gosh.
917-889-3926. We are recapping the week in news and entertainment. And I'm just, you know, trying to direct those Kim Kardashian fans to the realness of Kim. TMZ.com. Check it out right now. Kim Kardashian. Is that thing real?
Oh, my God.
Let me know.
You are so special. Just like,
hey,
well, you know, like...
special
like
I am.
Nicki Minaj, you know, how, like, she wears her butt for performances. But then, like, when she went on the white show, she didn't wear her butt.
But Kim's not wearing a butt. I'm looking at a bikini she has on, and this butt is real. And I thought, you know, I almost fed into that rumor, too. So that's why I study it, and I follow it.
You follow her butt.
Is that thing real?
Oh, my God.
Hey.
It's real.
Hey,
it's
for those folks who follow Lady Gaga, and Lady Gaga was here in Tampa a couple of weeks ago, never seen anything like it. It's almost scary for her to have fans that follow her the way they do. But, hey, if you are a Lady Gaga fan, I'm sorry, I am not. The concert event of the decade goes down tomorrow night, and you can see it right in your living room. HBO, tomorrow night, 9 p.m., Lady Gaga, the event of the decade, or so they say. I don't know. I don't listen to the damn music. 917-889-3926. Hit us up. 14 minutes left in the show. What's crackin'?
I swear, like, yeah, that's, see, she couldn't be, I couldn't be around her either, though. I don't, I would get in trouble, I swear, I'm telling you, like, get this, who is this little person behind me?
Funny. Hey, just switching the gears a little bit, Manny Pacquiao is going down, and y'all like, who
you
is
think?
Manny Pacquiao? Hey, who is Manny Pacquiao, CeeLo? Tell him.
He is a boxer, he's a welterweight boxer.
Hey, and not only is he a boxer, yo, this dude is something to be reckoned with. I'm not sure if you
something
know,
terrible.
But Manny is scheduled to beat down Sugar Shane Mosley tomorrow night in Las Vegas. I wish I was there. I wish I could afford to fly out tonight because I would be there. Manny Pacquiao, Sugar Shane Mosley, it's going down. There's bets flying all over the place. I mean, bets as high as 25,000, and I'm sure some of the, you know, the ballers are betting more than that. But my bet is on Manny tomorrow night. Sugar Shane, yo, we'll
look,
see
I'm
you
telling you, and look,
after
Manny,
you get out the hospital.
He weighed in underweight, so he had to
145, 145 pounds.
Yeah, he got a, he had to he's overeating to try to get those 2 pounds in. So when
right.
they weigh in tomorrow,
beef and chicken. Beef and chicken.
Okay, get it in. Add some news.
Hey, absolutely. Right. Hey, you know, I want to just go back to Osama a minute, but I'm going to flip it. Let's flip it to the White House, and you know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm Mr. President. I just hunted down the most infamous man in the world, the most infamous man on the planet. I just hunted him down. Can y'all imagine what was going on in the bedroom with him and Michelle Monday night?
I got that at that. Yes, you did, baby.
Can y'all imagine? Mr. President put it down.
You're stupid.
What's wrong with him? He's coming to this hallway for a couple hours.
Come on. Can y'all imagine the president flexed his muscles in a major way with Michelle Obama? Ow!
All right. I'm trying to tell you, look, if that ain't a role model for your ass.
I want to be like you, Mr. President. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You are inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, join us on Sunday. We do have the Craig Lewis Band. Hey, Craig Lewis, the Craig Lewis Band, excuse me, consists of two gentlemen. It's an R&B group duo, and they also sing gospel music. They were found by Tyler Perry, and they're working on the new Tyler Perry play. They were on Monique 2 weeks ago. They'll be here with us exclusively on Sunday. It's the Craig Lewis Band. Sunday, 7 p.m.
Yeah, yo.
Absolutely. Hey, why not?
Baby, I've been on the wrong track. I just wanna say I'm in love with you, babe, and I'ma always be there like MJ. Do you remember the time we fell in love? All the mountains we climbed, time to time, just the two of us. When you said goodbye, I seen a dove fly. You never seen a thug cry till your love died. I'm just asking why we gotta play these games. Through the rain, I hope we see the sun again. In order to feel good, you gotta go through pain. Enough playing, baby, all I'm saying is,
why do we have to play? Why do we play these games?
Not playing, girl.
Why do we fuss and fight?
Damn.
Why can't we get it right?
Get it right, girl. They never gotta hurt, no.
How can we make this work?
Come on, baby, listen.
Why do we still hold on?
It's from the heart, you know.
Maybe we just don't run.
They saying it's such a fish in the sea, but I threw away my fishing rod. Baby, you a simple God. Why we gotta make this hard? I ain't an actor, but I try my best to play my part. Together, we a work of art. We ain't finished. I wish we could go back to start. We took a beating, but baby girl, you took my heart. You the hottest in town. I'm the hottest around. I feel like Carrie Hilson, baby. Love came around and knocked me down. Too. Yes, I'm talking about you. I got the blues. The shorty was my best friend in my boot. You can never find the shorty that's like mine. And no one on the corner got a swagger like mine. In due time, you'll be back. Never will I stop trying. Forever, you misstrap. If I'm lying, then I'll be crying. If you knew better, you do better. And who better than who knows you? Who mold you? Don't nobody know you like I know you, baby. Every good thing must come to an end, but sometimes you gotta go through bad if you wanna be built to last. Baby, I ain't worried about your past, cause our future looking bright. I'm already smelling that gas. I said some things I ain't mean to say only cause I was mad. Wasn't packing, I was putting my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like AT's. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye. So heartless, regretting that I started. You swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, yet Cupid's target. I don't understand why the relationship won't stand by no other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team. Together, we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby. All I wanna know is,
why do we have to wait?
One of my favorites on the show. Hey, I don't watch horses. I don't watch horse shows. I have been to a horse show. But, yo, this is why. Because wherever I go, I like to go and be VIP. I'm typically VIP, you know, when I attend events and things like that. The only VIP event, only event I haven't gone to that I wanted to be VIP and haven't been, but we're working on it, is the Hoodie Awards. I definitely need to be VIP soon, headed all the way out to Vegas. Isn't that right, Domare and Toya? We got to step our game up, heading out to Vegas.
That's right.
Hey, but my point for talking about VIP is the Kentucky Derby VIP fee, like per person, in order to be VIP at the Kentucky Derby, is $18,000. What the?
Right.
Okay, though, Mayor, so we're going to have to tweak some plans. I know we discussed heading to the Kentucky Derby, and I don't think we're going to be VIP in the next few years, so I don't know what the regular seats are looking like for us common folks, but I don't think we're going to be able to pull that one, though, Mayor.
$18,000.
I planned on spending a whole lot of money on my hat. I don't think I can swing $18,000 for the VIP.
$18,000 will be chunk change. Don't even talk like that.
You know what? I like that. I like that,
$18,000
man. And you know what?
Chunk change, but I'm not spending it on a Kentucky Derby.
Hey, I'm kidding, Toya.
Okay.
Hey, check this out. Speaking of being able to throw $18,000 around because it's chump change, ABC, that's the American Broadcasting Network. You know, for most of you know, ladies specifically, NASCAR for dudes is on ABC a lot. But General Hospital, which is the last longest-standing soap opera, is potentially about to get bumped because Katie Couric. Yo, I love Katie. Yeah, she left the Today Show, NBC, went to ABC. She got a $20 million deal on the table. Katie could take, you know, all of us to the damn Kentucky Derby, and we'd all be VIP.
$20 million
deal, Katie Couric. And you know what I love about her? I've met her before. I've been at NBC Studios. I've been on the set of the Saturday Night Live and Conan O'Brien. I've walked the sets. Katie's real, and she's so down home and approachable. $20 million deal on the table, Katie Couric. Rock the mic. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, back to Manny Pacquiao. Let me go up to Washington, D.C., where we got Coop hanging out. Hey, Manny Pacquiao or Shane Mosley?
I think this fight right here is a tailor-made fight for Mosley because Pacquiao likes to go forward, and Mosley is a counterpuncher. If I'm Floyd Mayweather, I'm watching this fight closely, and I look at how Shane Mosley does, and I think Mosley's going to do better than people giving him credit for. And if Mosley does it, I mean, even if he doesn't win, but if he looks decent against Pacquiao, I think Floyd will get a whole lot of get a big confidence boost.
Pacquiao, let me first of all fix it because I'm calling him Pacquiao, and the people at home saying, "Damn, he ignorant." Pacquiao, okay. I don't know.
I got breaking
man.
News for you.
Oh. Go ahead.
I got some breaking news for you. All seriousness, man. I'm sitting here watching my man Bill Maher, and why they just let me know that Osama bin Laden had a pot garden growing on his compound.
I believe it.
Bill, I love Bill.
High every day.
Crazy.
High every day.
And I just Googled it. I Googled it, and it's true.
Oh, my God. Okay, Osama.
Only Bill will deliver news like that. I love him.
Hey.
He's fighting for the
world. You know what? And you're right. I love Bill Maher, too, because one thing about him, he might be offensive, but he's honest.
Yes, he is. He is the truth.
Model.
That fact is coming out of our nation's capital tonight, Coop, Washington, D.C., telling us about Osama's weed.
Look, let me say this. Why y'all sitting over there trying to pull the oil and stuff? When you send some of them trees over here, we need some of that right now.
Hey,
okay?
We appreciate
anything anything that makes you want to take over the world.
Hey, look. Osama, Bin Laden had the best Afghan Kush for 5 years and was sitting there in the house smoking that shit and fucking them three wives.
Which never left the compound for 5 years. They stayed, not only did they not leave the compound, they stayed on the second floor the whole 5 years. What in the world? They didn't go up.
Hey, that's
down.
Good living right there.
Now
that's good living. Good night, everybody.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live.